It's easy to think about sin during Lent, isn't it? I mean, if we don't really think about our own sin, it's hard to imagine Jesus needing to journey to the cross. But encountering Jesus in the midst of our sin is probably the last thing we want to do. We want to hide from Jesus in the midst of our sin, don't we? We want to enjoy our sin, don't we? My father loved to tell the story of two of his brothers who knew that they wanted to sneak out and go to the dance hall one night. And so they went to their father, my grandfather, and said, "Could you just go ahead and punish us now so that we could enjoy our time at the dance hall?" Dad would laugh when he told the story, because not only did they get their punishment, but then Grandpa watched over them all night long so they couldn't sneak out and go to the dance hall. It really didn't work out well for them. But I feel like that sometimes, don't you? That there are just things that we kind of know we're going to do anyway. So either we're hoping that we can hide from God and God won't see us, or we're counting on forgiveness and grace. But that's not exactly how it works, is it? Honestly, encountering Christ in the midst of our sin, it is exactly what I feel like this scripture talks about today. This woman who shouldn't be talking to Jesus at all. This woman who is a Samaritan and Jesus is a Jew, and yet she's in conversation with him. This woman who has had five husbands and is now living with a man who isn't her husband, and Jesus stops and talks to her. Not only does Jesus just stop by the woman, Jesus becomes vulnerable. Jesus is thirsty and asks her for water. In turn, the woman allows herself to be vulnerable. The woman is in need. Whether she realizes it or not, she is in need. She is in need of the living water. And she asks Jesus, "Give me this living water so that I will never thirst again." Part of encountering Christ in the midst of our sin, it is admitting that we're in need. Not just in need of forgiveness, although that is certainly important, but we're in need of knowing a better way. Having our needs met in a way that means we won't want the ways of this world, but we'll want the things of God. That the things that become important to us are what are important to Christ. We must allow ourselves to be vulnerable before Christ, knowing that he became vulnerable for us. This journey to the cross is not the journey of a king. But the journey of a person who opened himself up to being harassed, to being tortured and mocked. A person who became susceptible to the physical and emotional attack of others. A person who is the very essence of vulnerable. Can we reciprocate that vulnerability? Can we, during this Lenten season, begin the process of becoming vulnerable to Christ? The woman at the well also showed her vulnerability with her questions. We often in our world feel like questions means that we don't believe, or that we don't support, or that we don't have faith. We so often hear, just have faith, just believe. God is in control. God won't give you more than you can handle. And so in the midst of our hardest times, we don't ask questions because we worry that it means we're not strong in our faith. But Jesus, in the middle of this encounter with this woman who asked questions, he answered her questions. He didn't get frustrated by them. He didn't refuse to answer them. He didn't get angry. He answered with patience, with kindness, and completely. You can't truly encounter Jesus until you're willing to ask the questions that you have, whether they're big questions or little ones. Even questions that can't be answered in this world, you need to ask. You need to ask the questions. We were with our grandkids this week, and our 7-year-old grandson asked the question all the time, why? Why, Grammy? Why? And sometimes I couldn't answer him, and I would say, why do you need to know? And he would say, I just need to know. Sometimes we just need to know if we're going to get an answer or not. And how often do we want to ask God, why? Why, God? Why did you take this person from me? Why couldn't this be cured? Why did I have to lose my job? Why can't I have that job? Why did I fail at this? And on and on. Why does the scripture say this and then say that? What does it all mean? We question not because we lack faith or doubt, but because this world is difficult to understand. And Jesus walked on this earth to understand how we feel. And Jesus understood the question why. We ask the questions, and in asking, we allow ourselves to be vulnerable. Not fearing retaliation, but expecting understanding and patience, and perhaps eventually just a little more clarity. In the vulnerability and the questioning, the woman began to be drawn in to Jesus. She wants what Jesus is talking about. She asks for the living water. And Jesus, not embarrassing her with her sin, allows her to open herself to him. Jesus doesn't punish her or withdraw from her. Instead, he shares more. He engages even more deeply with her and shows her genuine interest. And then he shares with her what he hadn't shared with anyone yet. He tells this Samaritan, sinful woman, I am he. I am the Messiah. He didn't share that with religious figures or with most of his disciples. He shared it first with this woman. This woman he meets standing by a well. A questioning, sinful, open woman. A person like you and me. That must have been a surprise for this woman, not what she expected that morning when she awoke and decided to go to the well. She couldn't have prepared for what was to come. Her encounter with Jesus was not something she was looking for, but when she did encounter Jesus, she was changed. She doesn't stand there admiring her new self, thinking of all the things she's gotten away with. She drops everything, including her jar, and she runs to share. Because she's been changed. She's a different person, and she wants to share that with others. Our encounter with Christ must change us if there is a true encounter. And others can see the change in us. The scripture tells us that the Samaritans from the city believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. The woman that was probably seen by many in this city as a sinful woman. And now she's changed. Jesus shared with the woman who he was. I am. And in his sharing, the woman began to understand who she was. She began to understand that she was cleansed, that she was a new creature, that she was free to be. She is. She is a reflection of the one she was standing next to. Holy and new. When we allow ourselves to encounter Christ, even in all of our sinful ways, we become new. What an amazing story. Not just a story of redemption, but a story of a woman who was open. She was open to Jesus, even in the midst of her sin, and she was changed so that those around her could see. May we encounter Christ and be changed. Amen.